what?
What's that?
It's Friday.
Yeah,
that's great. That's good news.
That makes it like the Trenta version of the morning brew, right?
Absolutely. I don't know. That must be the biggest one. The biggest of
them
all.
That's the Pro Max version.
Okay, the Pro Max.
To use an analogy, you understand.
Okay, thanks.
Coming up this morning, Nick's nonsense. We've got a criminal that was no criminal at all.
Okay.
You'll love the story, by the way. I'll just tell you that right now. Plus, when is the best time to be physically active? When is the best time to work out? There is some research that was done that found there's a specific time of day that's way more beneficial than other times of the day.
Okay. Well, sure. Can't wait to find this out because I'm sure I will take the advice.
Well, you might actually be so, because you go for walks. You try to do, you might actually already be doing this.
Okay.
Good. So, find out soon. Plus, Song in 60 is on the way in a matter of minutes. I believe I'm quizzing Tony today. Be listening for a chance to play along with Tony. And speaking of chances to do stuff, a chance to win some money, 30 grand in your hand, continues with another round of code starting in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning, happy Friday. Time to play Song in 60. I've got a song I'm ready to give some hints towards. See if you can figure it out before Tony does. Tony,
okay,
boldly declared he's going to beat you to it this morning.
I feel good. It's Friday morning. Okay. Looking forward to a nice kind of spring weekend. So let's do this.
All right. Song in 60 gets going right now. All right. Micro Machines. Starting a fire. It's a thing you would have that you might use to start a fire.
Match.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
20.
There we go.
Okay, Matchbox 20.
You got that. But now, so here's the challenging part. Which song is it? So, okay. Sickness. Illness.
Unwell.
No. Mm. No. That's a good guess, but that's not it. So, sickness, illness. If you are unwell, you might have a...
disease.
There it is. Yeah, one of the lesser known, yeah, but still hits.
You're going kind of going like second level deep in the MB20 library.
But you know what? It happens to be in our library, so I'm going to play it for you. Our song in 60.
I dig it. Okay.
We're of course going to be at the State Fair this year, so I thought, why not do it with my Matchbox 20 song?
Dig it.
Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning and happy Friday. And if you're someone that tries to get physically active once in a while, of course, the recommendation is you get out for a walk once a day or something at least. You know, try to maintain some health.
Sure, yeah, that's what they say.
Who's listening? Certainly not me.
That was conducted that found there's a particular time of day that actually may be best for your health.
Oh, okay.
So between morning, afternoon, and evening, there was actually a 61% lower risk of death from any particular cause if you exercise during one particular time of day.
Risk of death from working out?
No.
This
so
is
like
grim.
So you have better health outcomes if you exercise during this time of day. You're less likely to deal with a heart attack, a stroke, you know, the stuff that you...
I thought it was like you're least likely to die at this particular time of day if you work out.
No. It's just your better health outcomes. So, the opposite of what you were thinking, Tony.
Okay, good.
Actually, what I'm thinking is I got a donut in my office, and I'd really like to go eat it right now.
That morning time, which is pretty popular for a lot of people, like to start their day getting their blood pumping.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the best time of day to do it, though.
Oh, for real? I better stop doing that.
your pre-show walk down Superior Street, Tony, is...
My pre-show squats.
that's what it is.
He thinks I'm joking. I actually do squats. 5 times.
Be active. They say it's better than doing nothing at all. Sedentary people, obviously, in the worst situation there. But people that work out in the morning, that's the lowest level of positive health impact.
All right.
Followed by people that work out in the middle of the day. You know, your late morning, your early afternoon folks.
Yep. Post-show workout.
Yep.
Yeah. OJ died?
Workout. So your after-work workout apparently is the best time of day to get a workout in.
Why is that?
So they didn't really give any specific reasons, but they followed a series of people that they followed over the course of over a decade and looked at health outcomes. And they found that people that did their workouts in the evening, just in general, were less likely to deal with any sort of, as I mentioned off the top, health issues.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's great to know. Not like I'm really going to take any of this advice that we're talking about right now.
They studied during this research. So if you're looking for that time of day, when is it best to work out? Sounds like it's in the evening.
Well, apparently. I'm just going to have to switch my workout routine from morning to evening.
I guess you will.
Thanks for that tip, Nick.
Hey, you're welcome, Tony.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Gosh, remember, what was that movie OJ was in? Didn't he win an award for something? God, remember that time OJ killed two people and got away with it?
Mix it away. Good morning.
But then he went to jail for stealing a football? Remember when OJ was running through the airport?
Hey, Tony, break's over, man. Time to move on.
Oh, sorry.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. So in Nick's nonsense this morning, we head to Scotland, where police there got a call about an armed man getting on a train.
What was he armed with?
Well, that's where things go sideways. So they went to go investigate, and they found there was an individual who was a Star Wars cosplayer who was dressed as a stormtrooper and had a blaster.
Oh, come on. And somebody called the police
on
him?
Somebody called the cops on him. The man,
it's not like the blaster was real.
No, exactly. Apparently the man is known as the Grampian Stormtrooper on social media, has a following.
Okay.
Was dressed in his Imperial Stormtrooper costume with a little Scottish twist. Now that Scottish twist was Stormtrooper in a kilt.
Oh, yeah, sure. Makes sense.
He went to go board a train, the Scott Rail train, to, go to this cosplay event or this Star Wars event. And, somebody saw
busted.
Him. Somebody saw him. They freaked out. It's a man with a gun. Of course.
Wait.
I don't know how the person calling in this thing didn't think to go, they're in a Star Wars costume. Or even if they don't know Star Wars, they're in a costume. What's going on here? Like, something's
up.
Yeah,
you would think that the police would have asked questions. What kind of gun is it? Or what kind of weapon?
Yep.
I don't know. It looks like a black gun. Are they wearing anything? Can we identify the suspect? Yeah, they're dressed in all white. They have a white helmet on.
It looks like they're wearing plastic.
They have a cod piece. ma'am, is it a stormtrooper from Star Wars?
The cosplayer shared on Facebook that he was met by two armed officers, as well as other police that were on standby. They all wanted to talk to this individual, of course, and quickly discovered this isn't nearly as dangerous as we thought it was going to be.
If I was the 911 operator, I would have been like, caller, I need you to relax. I need you to relax. That is just a Star Wars stormtrooper. There is nothing to fear. They can't hit the side of a barn.
Yeah, well, that's their aim is awful.
Yeah, their aim is awful. You're fine.
Notoriously bad.
You are absolutely fine. Worst you're going to get hit is in the arm or the leg. You're good. All right, so settle down. We'll send somebody to check it out. Have a nice day.
Thankfully,
bye-bye.
That was the end of the whole situation. They went to investigate, and that was it. He was like, they all were like, oh, no, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's your next nonsense for this Friday morning. We'll see what's trending at the top in a few minutes on Mix It Away.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, good morning and happy Friday. It is 39 degrees currently downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. Kind of breezy out there. Going to see a high of around 52, partly cloudy, breezy through the day today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Later day, chance of showers, 62. Sunday, sunny, breezy, 64. So, you know, with that being the case, it might see some 70s somewhere in the Northland on Sunday.
Gosh, please.
And then next week will be a little bit cooler in the Twin Ports area. Rain Monday and Tuesday. No, that's a thing. But I know that, like, elsewhere in the region, there could be some thunderstorms possible. So.
Okay, well, as long as there's no snow, I'm fine with it.
No. Well, I did, like, there was a brief moment I saw that was reading the forecast for next week where at the end of next week's storm, it might get cold enough to maybe have a little bit of snow. But then I think they backed off on that. So hopefully that's the case.
They better back off.
Yeah.
They better
it's back mid-April.
Off. Yeah, right. Duluth Police Department issued a statement this morning at approximately 2:15 a.m., Duluth police responded to reports of sounds of gunshots and a possible stabbing in the 100 block of West 1st Street. Upon arrival, officers located an injured female. The female was transported to local hospital by Mayo Ambulance, where she was pronounced dead. The victim's name won't be released, and the next of kin is notified. Officers are still on the scene, so if you are traveling into work in downtown Duluth today, keep in mind that the 100 block of West 1st Street will be closed until further notice. As of coming in about an hour ago, they were still out there with the police tape and investigating. So keep that in mind as they're probably still out there this morning.
Ugh.
Sad news. Start the day.
Not good. That's for sure. All right. Coming up later on this morning. Tony, there is a former McDonald's corporate chef that says that there are some food items that they offer at some McDonald's around the world that we'll never get around here.
I've watched videos of some of these items, I think, and I'm actually kind of happy we don't have them around some of them.
You'll have to see the ones that they're mentioning in this one. I think they might be interesting.
We'll dive into that. We should talk a little bit about OJ this morning, too.
You didn't mention it a couple times earlier this morning.
Well, we did talk about it a little
briefly.
Briefly. In my head.
Yeah.
A little bit. We should touch on that a little bit and talk about that.
Sure. We do that as well. Music now for you from Justin Timberlake here in Mix 108.
I know. Mix 108, good morning. It's Tony and Nick. It's the Morning Brew. It is Friday. And news broke yesterday that O.J. Simpson died at the age of 76 following a much-deserved cancer diagnosis. So O.J., of course, was... best known for, you know, his football career.
It depends on what age you are for what he was best known.
Well, this is true. My kids had no idea,
right,
who OJ even is, which is completely understandable.
Right.
But
yeah, football player is kind of how he rose to stardom.
Right. So like when I was a kid, OJ was like in Naked Gun movies.
Yep.
He was in TV commercials.
Yep.
He was a big deal. People liked him. He was big celebrity, yeah. I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, crossed over from football to do some acting and become a pitch man and everything. And then all of a sudden in 1994, he's accused of murder. And then we all know what happens from there, right? He gets off from the murder charge. The Dream Team trial lasts like almost a year long. America watches, I think, 150 million people watch the verdict.
Isn't that basically like the birth of all these court and... law,
well, you know, it's
TV
kind of the,
channels.
Well, yeah, the birth and kind of the death of it, they were talking yesterday a little bit because so many courtrooms were freaked out after the OJ thing that a lot of the cameras got turned off in the courtrooms.
True.
Which a lot of, law people, scholars think is a bad thing because we should be able to see what happens in court.
Sure.
But anyways, so he gets the whole Dream Team, you know, Johnny Cochran and... so many, Judge Ito.
Yep.
And then, of course, he gets off from that.
Yep.
Did you realize, I heard this yesterday, that the jury deliberated only for 4 hours? I forgot about that.
Oh.
4 hours, that's it. A year-long case, and they deliberated for 4 hours and found him innocent.
I was like 9 years old.
So. 9 years old, so you don't remember at all?
Well, no, like,
do you remember, like...
here are my memories of the whole situation.
Yeah.
So, in that summer before when the car chase happened and it, like that was on every TV channel ever.
Everywhere, yeah.
And so I remember as a kid, like, you know, because it was like June or July when this happened, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
So home from school, you know, it's end of the day and we're sitting around at home and, you know, they pop on the TV with this car chase thing. And so it's a lot of like, as a kid, like I remember seeing, and I didn't like realize who OJ was, but I remember seeing like he was in movies and stuff. Like he was on TV and in movies and whatever. So like I knew who that was, but it was like questions with my parents, like, well, why is he a big deal? Like what's going on? And so then it from there, you know, I remember because it would have been in the fall, I think, the next.
Did you grab your little Hot Wheels Ford Bronco at 9 years old and reenact the chase in your living room?
I may or may not have done that.
I may or may not have.
But yeah, then I remember, like, because there was, I think, the next fall, whenever, like, the next year where we got the verdict and everything else.
Yeah.
And I remember being in school and that we would always be talking about, like, on a surface level, like, news headlines in the news and stuff. And that was one of the things we talked about.
Yeah.
So.
And, of course, OJ wrote a book called If I Did It. And then the Goldman family sued him, got the rights to the book, and they renamed it I Did It, Confessions of a Killer. To try to get it's true. They released it, try to get some of their money back from the lawsuit. So he was, of course, found guilty in the civil court for the murders.
Right.
And then he got in trouble for stealing his memorabilia in Vegas and went to jail finally for 8 years, maybe 7 years. Yeah. I don't remember how long. It wasn't very long.
Right.
And then he got out, and then, you know, hasn't really been doing much.
Well, we were talking yesterday about how he like got out. He was good hanging out with football fans and like just trying to kind of, I guess, live a, you know, I don't know.
Live a normal OJ life.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Whatever, yeah.
I remember during the Bronco chase. I'd love to hear your stories, too.
Yeah, where were you when all this happened?
Yeah, like, do you remember the Bronco chase? Like, where were you? Or where were you when you saw the or heard the verdict? Do you remember watching it? Do you have a memorable story? 7402-MIX or hit up the Mix 108 app and use the open mic feature. Honestly, this was like the first emergency call I ever got on a cell phone.
What?
I was like DJing an event of some sort.
Bro, we're getting a verdict.
No. This was the car chase.
This was the car chase.
And I had like one of those old brick cell phones.
Sure.
Huge brick thing, right? Yeah. And my mom had called me and she's like, oh my God, you need to find the news somewhere and watch OJ. He's on the chase or whatever, on the run. So, of course, everybody at this event was like huddled around the bar with the one TV trying to watch what was going on with this thing. Yeah. But the verdict came. I think I was in broadcasting school.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that it necessarily worked, or I would call it broadcasting school. But anyways. But yeah, we all gathered around. They rolled the TV cart in. Remember the old TV carts?
That was even a thing in beyond like middle school and high school. Okay.
Yeah. They rolled the TV cart in and we watched the verdict. And I think we were all pretty shocked. I think everybody in the class was pretty shocked. I was for sure thinking,
sure,
guilty. But
I remember even as, like I said, at that time, I would have been 10 or 11 when the verdict came out. I remember it was such a discussion that even among kids in school.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about, what do you think's going to happen? Like,
when elementary kids have a verdict.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I'm sure they probably did that, like, you know.
And, like, there wasn't a formal, like, the teachers weren't, like asking, like, polling us or anything. Mm-hmm. But, like, among the kids in the class, because we were talking about the news part of it.
Yeah, well, it was a good learning opportunity.
Yeah, the court system.
Yeah, I mean, really, it was the first time a lot of people got a big look at a trial like that.
Yeah,
like from start to finish, like everything. 7402-MIX, if you want to share some thoughts, good or bad, on OJ, you know, call us up, take a stab at it. 7402-MIX, or you can use the open mic feature on the Mix 108 app. And drop your, you know, if you have any memories of where you were when you heard the verdict or anything like that. Otherwise, you know, c'est la vie, OJ. We can finally put a close to the OJ case. All done. I think most people involved in that case are all dead by now. OJ was, there's a few people left.
Yeah.
They actually, CNN, they found the helicopter pilot that was following the
from what, like KTLA or whatever, the TV station.
Whatever TV station was, you know, actively chasing OJ and his white Bronco with the helicopter.
I'm sure he's not very youthful anymore either at this point.
It was a lady, actually.
It was a lady pilot. I should not have assumed.
That was a lady pilot. Yeah, and I don't know. She didn't look that old, so maybe she was young when she started. But
first job.
Bro, that was
chasing.
Yeah, first job.
30 years ago.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, so there you go. End of a chapter, an era of American culture, pop culture, or something like that. Kind of a mix of a bunch of different things all into one.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Friday. So, Tony, you had said earlier that you watch some of these videos and see some of these things online once in a while. The people that have connections to McDonald's elsewhere around the planet where you can get food items you can't get here. And so there's a former chef that worked at the corporate level at McDonald's that was sharing that apparently there's some sort of like a McDonald's worldwide conference, and there's a few items that he thought, being the timing of that, that he would share that you'll never get or probably will never get here in the United States. So I want to get your take on some of these here. So I'll share what he had to say and break it down. There's three different items. Now, I'll say one of them, the other ones I'd be intrigued by. So Here you go.
I'm a former McDonald's corporate chef, and right now in Barcelona is the worldwide convention for McDonald's, and here are three items that they are showcasing at that event that you, again, in the U.S., probably will never have. Number three right here are the potato wedges. Now, most likely, you're never going to have them unless you go to the McDonald's restaurant in their corporate headquarters. But anything that competes with French fries, they're not going to do, because why lose that money?
Okay, so that argument seems a little weird to me, because I don't know. If you're going to sell either the wedges or the fries, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're both potato. I mean, the wedges are just a bigger French fry, I guess, right?
So apparently they do offer wedges in Russia, Greece, Egypt, France, elsewhere around the world, just not here unless you go to their corporate restaurant.
Yeah, but given the choice, I'd take the French fries anyway.
Would you?
So.
I like wedges once in a while.
I do, but
okay.
I like McDonald's French fries. They're good.
They've got that down to a science.
Default to McDonald's French
That's
fries.
Fair. Here's the second thing.
Number two here is a Biscoff McFlurry with caramel. This might have been around. I don't remember. Or it might be around, because Biscoff is a relatively popular cookie. Around. This would be easy to make in the U.S. system.
Okay.
In the U.S. system.
So he seems unsure about this one, which is kind of funny to me. That's the one I'm like, okay, sure. That's the one I'm not all that interested in. Would you try the Biscoff?
I guess I can't even think about what a Biscoff flavor tastes like right now off the top of my head.
What type of cookies?
Okay. Well, yeah, I know. I think I've had the cookies before, okay. But don't you get them on airplanes? Isn't that like the cookie you get on airplanes a lot?
Maybe. I guess I don't know that.
Okay.
Anyway, so the third and final item, this one I'd be in on.
But number one, which should be on menus, because I bet it's probably the best version of a thing, spicy black pepper garlic McNuggets. Why are these not everywhere? I don't know. They never listened to me while I was there. They're not going to listen to me now.
Jilted former employee. Well, wow. Well, a little bitter employee, yeah. I guess.
So anyway, they do offer those items in places like Japan and a few other countries, apparently. But I would be 100% in on.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
I see they got their spicy nuggets back right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. So yeah, the wedges, I'd be like the wedges and those nuggets, I'd give that combination a go.
Yeah, I feel like they could do more with nuggets.
Yeah.
Like they've done the spicy nuggets. They do, you know, but that's about it. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like they could do like so much more with nuggets.
Yeah.
With flavoring, maybe some different sauces, maybe, you know.
And I think part of it is, like, it's easy if you just make one thing really well. You can, you know, you can get really successful and make a lot of money doing that. But
they should do, like a McNugget bowl. A nugget bowl.
A nugget. So, describe this nugget bowl.
Well, I'm thinking something similar to the lines of, like, what KFC does with their bowls.
Okay.
But maybe instead of mashed potatoes, you use, like, French fries. So, it's like a bowl of French fries.
What if it's like a poutine nuggets. Type of a thing?
Ooh, yes. Like a nugget fry poutine?
Oh,
I'm all in on all right. that.
Okay.
I'm all in on that.
There we go. Another million-dollar idea from the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Get to it.
Or they could probably just do a poutine.
Yeah.
Maybe they should sell gravy on the side to just dip your stuff in. Like, I would like to dip my nuggets in some gravy.
Okay. Of course you would. I bet you could probably get poutine at McDonald's in Canada.
Maybe.
If I had to guess.
Maybe.
I'm just guessing. All right. Well, there we go. Another million-dollar idea, like I said. Tony just throwing the ideas
cash
out
in,
there.
Just
somebody
cash
go
in.
Get it. Go
cash
get it.
In. Yeah.
All right. Remember, coming up 8 o'clock, first of 10 new codes in our 30 grand in your hand giveaway. Stick around for a chance to win some money. You're in Mix 108.
Mix 108, good morning. It is Tony and Nick. It's the Morning Brew on this Friday morning. Looks like we're getting a pretty nice spring weekend ahead of us.
Yeah.
So get out and enjoy it if you can. Another major tour is skipping Minnesota.
What the heck? We
recently talked about J-Lo skipping Minnesota on her tour, which turns out probably is okay because she's ending up canceling some shows anyways because nobody's buying tickets to the show. So maybe that explains why people. JT decided to skip Minnesota and Wisconsin on his latest tour.
Okay.
And now... A Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, legendary hip-hop star, is going out on the road for the first time, which is quite remarkable.
Wait, the first time ever?
This is her first headlining tour ever.
What?
And she is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and a hip-hop legend. And she has never done a headlining tour before.
Huh.
And so this first time headlining tour isn't even going to make a stop in Minnesota. And this sounds like a banger of a show, too. So it's Missy Elliott.
Oh, man.
Missy Elliott, Ciara, Busta Rhymes, and Timbaland. All on one bill for one night.
That's quite the show.
Just the opening acts have over 30 Grammy nominees between them, Grammy nominations between them. Not to mention Missy Elliott and all her awards that she's won throughout her career. So it's called the Out of This World Tour. It's going to stop at 24 different cities throughout the United States and Canada and kick off on July 4th. But will not be making a stop in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio. Midwest is just getting the shaft lately on these concerts.
So you meant like Kansas doesn't surprise me. Right. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the Twin Cities area for concerts, like that's kind of, so it pulls North and South Dakota, it pulls Western Wisconsin, it pulls Iowa, all of Minnesota. Like to skip that seems weird for any tour.
Yeah, I mean, like Milwaukee, I can see being skipped a lot of times because it's Chicago. So close to Chicago.
Yep.
And Cleveland kind of surprises me sometimes because that's a pretty big town. It's home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know, kind of a music type city.
Yep.
Often gets skipped by these things. Kansas City's a huge metropolis.
Yeah.
Right. Often gets skipped by these tours as well. It's kind of weird. Like, why do they skip the upper Midwest so much? They tend to go to Detroit.
Yeah.
And generally like Chicago area.
Sure.
Usually gets hit. But Minneapolis. Sometimes, you know, they take us for granted because you're right. We're gonna draw Minneapolis kind of in a unique situation where it can draw from, you know, Iowa, the Dakotas, and people are used to doing that from those areas.
I was at a concert where people made a trip from Canada down to the Twin Cities, a concert down into the cities because, they live. If you live in Ontario, the big city is Toronto, and that's like way, way, way out east.
Yeah.
You know, so you basically it's Winnipeg or Thunder Bay or the Twin Cities.
Right.
You know, so.
So hopefully this trend doesn't continue. And, you know, there is a chance that, you know, she adds some tour dates and it may get extended and make its way to Minneapolis. Yeah. But as of right now, nope, we're not going to get this show.
Huh. Would you go?
Oh, I would totally go to this show. I think the energy at this show would be amazing.
The acts you mentioned, pretty good stuff.
Yeah, they all got great upbeat bangers. And I think Timbaland's kind of like a DJ type between all the acts, so I think that's going to kind of keep the flow. So I think it'd be a cool show.
Fun show.
Yeah. Missy's got such a cool, unique style.
Yes.
And aesthetic about her.
Everything,
You know, like the show and everything like that. So I'm sure everything will be amazing. Huh. And she's had plenty of time to think about what her first headlining tour would look like.
Yeah. How do you open your first tour ever when you're as big of an act as Missy Elliott is?
That's so strange, though.
That's crazy.
She's got to be the only Rock and Roll Hall of Famer that has never done a headlining tour before.
Probably. I guess I don't know that, but.
Huh.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes, plus another code. Our first of the day in our 30 grand year hand giveaway coming up next here at Mix 108.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square media station.
Good morning and happy Friday. Currently 41 degrees, breezy, pretty breezy out there. Looking the flag across the street, just kind of flapping around in the breeze. Partly sunny, breezy is the forecast for the day today. 52 our daytime high. A little warmer, around 62 for tomorrow with a chance of later day showers. Sunday, sunny, breezy, 64. Could see maybe a 70 somewhere in the Northland, just maybe not in the Twin Ports area for Sunday. And then we see rain come into the picture Monday and Tuesday. Wet start to the week, a little cooler, 50s. In the Twin Ports area and somewhere in the region, maybe a couple rumbles of thunder, too. So
nice.
Yeah.
Miss a thunderstorm. The Duluth Police Department issued a statement saying at approximately 2:15 a.m. this morning, they responded to sounds of gunshots and a possible stabbing at the 100 block of West 1st Street. Upon arrival, officers located an injured female. She was transported to the hospital where she died. The victim's name won't be released until the next of kin is notified. Officers are still on the scene conducting an investigation. So keep in mind, they could be there for some time at the 100 block of West 1st Street. Will be closed until further notice. This remains an active and ongoing investigation, and no more information will be released at this time, according to the Duluth Police Department. So, sad news to start the day today. A shocking way to come into work this morning.
Yeah, it's literally
the crime scene is like a block up, a block over from the
Center. Right now. Yeah, it's up and over.
A little close to home.
No kidding.
All right, we'll pivot now, Tony. Chance to win some money. 30 grand in your hand giveaway. First code of the day today is 538.
Head to the Mix mobile app, mixandweight.com. A couple different ways to do it. Enter that code 538-538 for a chance to win some money.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Arr, matey. It's time to dig in me chest and check out Tony's TikTok treasures. What will we find in there today?
Well, today in the treasure chest, we do not actually find a TikTok, but a story about TikTok and TikTok teaming up with another brand, Fortnite.
What?
So Fortnite, of course, is a hugely popular video game with kids and adults.
Yep.
But now some people are speculating that TikTok and Fortnite will come together with a new picture-in-picture feature in-game where players can watch TikToks and play Fortnite at the same time.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
You know, at first I thought, yeah, it does sound like a terrible idea. But the more I think about it and myself and then watching my kids play video games, right? Harrison will play, he'll play a video game. Okay. But he's also, at the same time, going to YouTube. He's not on TikTok yet, so he'll go to YouTube and watch videos about that game.
Okay.
Tips, tricks, or just people playing, you know.
Sure.
Better players playing the game.
Okay.
I'll do that. I do that as well with video games. So the more I think about it, the more I think, okay, it might be kind of a cool feature to have a picture-in-picture thing built in a video game where you can, like...
So just do that.
Watch. Maybe I want to figure out how to do this thing in a game where I, that type of thing. So that might be cool, but knowing kids and adults, it'll get abused. And
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But you're supposed to be playing a game, so
I
don't know.
Well, that's the thing. You're kind of...
But I guess if you just maybe are watching a live of somebody else playing Fortnite and you're playing Fortnite, maybe it's like inspiration or something. I don't know.
I mean, there's clearly a reason they're doing it, but yeah, I'm of the mentality that if I'm playing a video game, I'm going to focus on playing the video game and like playing it with all of my attention.
Right. This also gives TikTok and Fortnite a opportunity to serve you ads, as there was an ad serving feature found within the within the code as well. This hasn't been, given a thumbs up by TikTok or Fortnite. It was kind
officially
of mined in the code of the game as something that could be coming soon. So,
okay.
Yep. There you go. Picture in picture TikToks now on your video games and everywhere else, maybe.
The ad thing is that's.
Yeah. Well, that's where it is. That's where it is.
Yep.
Gotta follow the money. Follow the money.
You know, I mean, you're speaking to an audience, but I mean, between the game and the video platform, those are two things that speak to a similar audience in many ways. So,
but where does this stop though? Are we gonna? Is Disney Plus gonna have like picture in picture with TikTok so you can watch? You're watching a show, but in the corner you can also watch TikToks.
Yeah. Well, a part of this too.
Because you probably do this. You'll watch TV, but you also may be watching TikToks or YouTube or something.
The thing is, I'll catch myself where I might have the TV on, but I'll be looking at my phone.
Laptop open and the TV on and your phone on. You got four screens.
Ultimately, one of those is really getting my attention.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't pay attention to all of them at once, right?
I've read, I've read multiple stories about how, like, people, especially younger people, think they can multitask really well. Mm-hmm. But studies over and over and over again say that you can't.
You
think you can, but you can't.
You can't. No.
And so, at that point, I bet people try it, and then they ultimately just shut it off, except for maybe it's background noise, and then an occasional ad.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, that's interesting. We'll see if that actually does come to be, but good find, Tony.
TikTok everywhere.
TikTok everywhere. Even in the virtual world. Good morning.
Just wait to wait for the TikTok toilet.
Mix, what are we morning brew? Good morning and happy Friday. So if you are someone who watches golf, you know that the Masters is going on right now. If you don't, you probably are at least aware of the fact that it's a thing. So I did not realize how what the costs were for attending, specifically when it comes to food and beverages while you're at the event.
Oh, bro, it's got to be just expensive. It's got to be crazy. Well, it's a golf event.
Golf is not cheap.
When you go to Augusta, my friend, you pay high prices.
Right.
It's going to be $40 for just a wiener there.
So you go to a football game or a baseball game, and it's, you're going to spend easily $10, $15 on anything.
Oh, yeah. So, like, a Polish at Augusta's got to be $30.
So this is a story that popped up yesterday that says, well, some things have gone up in price.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff is very, very inexpensive. So there's actually pictures of actual things on the menu. Sandwiches, for example. So a pork barbecue sandwich, $3.
What?
Yeah.
At a major sporting event?
Yeah.
$3 for a sandwich?
So the sandwiches they have on the menu.
Must be missing a zero.
No. So they've got that. They've got an egg salad sandwich, $1.50.
What?
Pimento cheese sandwich, $1.50.
$1.50?
For a sandwich, yeah.
Can't even go to like a gas station and get prices that
exactly
cheap. Something's a little sus.
The Masters Club sandwich, $3. Chicken salad sandwich on honey wheat, $3. So they offer some breakfast items. You can get a cup of coffee for $2.
I mean, those prices are so low. I would honestly, those prices are so low that I'd be like, wait a second.
What's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on? Like, why are those prices so low? There's no way I'm eating that.
Right.
I'm not eating a pork sandwich for $3.
it's wild. So some of the other things, so beer, that's one of the things they've noted did go up in price, but still for a beer at a sporting event, it's $6. It's not bad. Bottle of water, soft drinks, $2.
For a major sporting event, no, that's a pretty good price.
You're at a golf event, you want some wine, $6 for a pour.
Well, of course.
Snack items range anywhere between $1.50 and $3. Chips, peanuts, $1.50. Cookie, $1.50.
Wow.
You want some Georgia pecan caramel popcorn, $2.
Wow.
Georgia peach ice cream sandwich, $3.
Tickets have got to be like $500 then to get in.
So
where are they making their money?
Go to the Masters. Because I had never looked into this before. So the way that it works is you don't just buy tickets to the event.
Oh,
you got to put in for a lottery. Oh. And then if you win...
Or know somebody, of course.
Well, there's that.
As a member at Augusta.
If you win the lottery, then you're given the opportunity to buy tickets. Practice rounds are $100 a practice round to watch. And then for tournament days, it's $140 a day, and it's a four-day tournament.
Okay, well, that's reasonable, too. Okay.
You know, if you want to go one day...
I mean... Well...
Because you could easily go to a Vikings game for $140 and still be spending $15 for a sandwich.
Oh, for sure.
$12 for a beer.
Huh. Well, good for the Masters. That's shocking.
I didn't realize.
I wonder how much of a lot of that is maybe competition due to the other golf league, too, now.
So with they're Liv?
Trying. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
So maybe they're trying to be more appealing for people to come watch. I don't know.
It's still the Masters.
It is.
It's a tradition like none other, Tony.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah. So I personally enjoy playing golf. I don't know that I would get super excited about the idea of going and watching golf in person. I watch golf on TV.
Well, I don't know, I've talked about before, the only reason I generally watch golf or have golf on in the background on the TV in the background is because it looks beautiful.
Yeah,
it looks nice. So
give those nice panoramic shots.
Yeah. So, you know, grab myself a $3 pork sandwich and walk around a beautiful landscape golf course for a day.
It wouldn't be too bad. Like, there are worse things to do.
It works.
I guess you get to see the likes of, like, Tigers playing and, you know.
I think it would be honestly more fun than watching a baseball game.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Interesting. I'd maybe put it on par with that. You're moving around more. You're on your feet. There are areas where you can sit, but then you get that one guy that's always like, you got to be quiet, but you get that one guy that tries wooing or something once in a while, or after they hit a drive.
After make noise. After a couple beverages, you know.
After a couple of $6 beers and a $3 pork sandwich.
Yes.
So I didn't know that. Now you know, Tony. Apparently it's not that expensive.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Would not have guessed.
Shocked.
Coming up, chance to win some money of your own. 30 grand in your hand. Giveaway continues. A code just after 9 o'clock this morning. Stick around. Mix and wait. Mix, what a way morning. Brew, good morning and happy Friday. So what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun? Tony, I know we've got a lot of stuff around the area. We talked yesterday to the ladies from Due Duluth with some great ideas, whether it's date night, course, family night.
Of course, we had Woody the Clown in too yesterday. Yeah,
talking about the circus, which is going on this weekend. I'm actually heading out of town this weekend, Tony. Going to be doing the first fishing I've done in months.
Oh, getting a little fishing on, huh?
I might golf too, but for sure fishing.
Do some golf, some fishing. Wow, it sounds like a good bachelor weekend.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I'm like, good time. Me, I'm not. I'm
nothing.
I'm making a trip tomorrow, but a little road trip to go visit some friends. But other than that, you know,
should be good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I bring this up because I wanted to mention, of course, the circus is going on. I wanted to reiterate that, of course, going on multiple events going on Saturday and Sunday. And so if you're looking for something to do this weekend with the family, we've, like you said, we had Woody in yesterday to talk all about that. So tickets are still available through Super One locations at a discount. You can get them at the door as well at the deck. So opportunity to enjoy some family fun and see some of the animals, the clowns, the high-flying action going on at the events. And I think if I remember right, if you show up early, there's some stuff going on beforehand.
Yeah, I think if I remember in years past, like they have some bounce houses and some other various activities going on.
Sure.
Like the floor of Amsoil before the circus actually gets going.
It's going to be a nice weekend, though. Like, there's a chance of rain showers tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be a nice week. A little breezy. Sun's going to be out, though. It's going to be upper 50s into the 60s. Where I'm heading, it's going to be maybe like 70 this weekend. It's going to be like down central Minnesota way.
Oh, rub it in. Yeah. Rub it in.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good for you.
It's going to be great.
Enjoy that.
So whatever you're doing this weekend, hopefully have a good time. Make a point to get out and enjoy the weather a little bit. Well, Monday, we're back together again. And
it's
open
mic Monday. Yes. And this weekend's question for you to think about and submit through the open mic feature on the Mix 108 app or at Mix108.com. What is something that's perfectly legal to do, but you're kind of a a-hole for doing it? You're a jerk for doing it. What's something that's perfectly legal to do, but you're still a jerk for doing it?
That's a great question.
Open up the Mix 108 app and use the open mic feature and send your answer at some point this weekend. Maybe you know, as you're having some cocktails with friends, bring up this topic and have everybody submit an answer.
What's a great idea?
Something that that's perfectly legal to do, but you're still a jerk for doing it. Think about that.
Couple minutes.
Like you're at the parking lot. You're in a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
You're waiting for that spot. Somebody's backing out.
Yeah.
And then somebody snipes you and takes that spot. It's perfectly legal.
Sure.
What a jerk thing to do.
Yeah, jerk thing. Yeah.
Big jerk thing to do.
See, that's where I think a lot of this is going to be is in those gray areas where there's no law. Because, like, the first thing that comes to mind, but there's a law about this. You're technically breaking the stop sign thing, the Minnesota standoff.
Oh, yeah.
That's technically there are laws that do
regulate
control that.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah. Think about it. Let us know. We'll talk about it on Monday.
Farting in an elevator. Perfectly legal. Man, are you a jerk if you do that?
Dropping an elevator bomb. Thank you for that, Tony.
You're a jerk if you do that.
Very much so.
You're not going to go to jail.
Wow. Depends. It depends.
I guess depends how bad it is.
Exactly. Chance to win some money, 30 grand in your hand, comes up in just a couple minutes as we kick off your Friday workday. 108 minutes commercial free. You're at Mix It Away. Good morning.